Okay. So I'm very pleased to talk about the Belt and Initiative in Belgium with you and to explain you how Belgium is a very important country in the Belt and Initiative. The first thing I would like to say is that Belgium actually has not yet signed any memorandum of understanding regarding the Belt and Road Initiative, contrary, for example, to Luxembourg or Italy or most central European countries. Belgium has still not signed any formal agreements with China regarding the Belt and Road Initiative. However, Belgium is a very important country in Europe in the development and realization of the Belt and Road Initiative, mostly because of its location. Belgium is obviously at the center of Europe, not far from the UK, from Germany, from France, from Netherlands. So Belgium is actually a very good location for Chinese companies to establish their activities. That's why Belgium has gained a very interesting attractivity for Chinese companies in the Belt and Road Initiative, but also for other investment programs. Another point is that Belgium has two important ports that can, well, these are Antwerp and also Zeebrugge. And what is very interesting is that, contrary to what is happening, for example, in the Mediterranean Sea, in Belgium, ports are working together and they're also working with Rotterdam in Netherlands. There is a cooperation between all these ports, so it makes this port very attractive for Chinese companies and for Chinese ship lines to target these ports, because they know that when they will go to Antwerp, then their goods can be very easily shipped to Netherlands or to Germany. And another point also is that these ports are also connected to railroad and to airports. So it's very convenient for everyone to conduct business in Belgium, contrary to some other European countries. So I would say that the location and how do you say that, the connectivity between ports, railroad, and airports makes Belgium maybe one of the most important country of the Belt and Road in Europe. Another point is that Belgium is very business friendly. So, for example, I think that Alibaba established a warehouse in Belgium. I think it is in Liège, because local authorities are very keen to hosting Chinese and other foreign companies. So it makes Liège and other Belgium cities very attractive, very business friendly. So we can say that Belgium, although it is not part of the Belt and Road Initiative, officially part of the Belt and Road Initiative, Belgium is a very important location in a very important country of the Belt and Road Initiative in Europe.
Yes, so that is interesting. So What you're actually saying, Belgium has not signed an MOU or a friendship agreement.
No, they don't. However, they are very, the MOU is not, well, this is an important statement, an important document, but it is not the only document that shows an involvement in the Belt and Road Initiative. Belgian companies are very active in China, actually, because Belgium is still a small country. Belgian companies are very know how to export their products in Europe, but also outside Europe. They are very open to foreign markets. So from the beginning, for the last 20 years, Belgium companies have been very active in China. So they have established strong relations with Chinese companies, with Chinese cities. So even if there is no official statement about the Belt and Road Initiative, the Belgian companies are involved in a Belt and Road Initiative projects, because they know how to deal with complex situations, with exploring foreign countries. So this is actually the main strength of Belgian companies, and this gives Belgium a very interesting asset in the construction of the Belt and Road Initiative.
So have they put forward an interest of expression that they are interested in joining the BRI?
Yes, but also when you look at a map, you see that Belgium is at the center of Europe. And so for every Chinese company, even other foreign companies, it's very easy to understand that if you settle your business in Belgium, it will be then very easy to reach the Netherlands market, German market, French market, and the British markets. So even if there is no official statement, it's crystal clear that Belgium is has a very good location. So it's interesting for Chinese companies to settle in Belgium.
Okay, so you're saying that even though there has no been there's no MOU, Belgium is in a very good strategic location. It is the center of Europe, and I know I really wanted to talk to you a little bit more about the Belgian port of Zeggenburg, and that is expected to become a new hub for the BRI. And so could you just talk a little bit more, Dr. Gulash, about that and the port there, and how that is going to play quite an important role in the BRI and the location of Belgium as well?
Yes, as I say, Belgium enjoys some very interesting and important ports. Some of them are the most important in Europe, second to Rotterdam. We can talk about Zeebrugge, Ostend, also Antwerp, and all these ports are working together. So what is interesting for a Chinese company is that there is some competition among them, but this competition doesn't mean that there is no coordination. So it's, as I said, it's easy to access these ports, contrary to other ports in Europe. So if there is less competition, it means that it's less expensive to conduct business in those ports, and these ports are then connected to rivers in Belgium, in Netherlands. Well, you can easily reach Germany, for example, through the Belgium ports. So, as I said, the Belt and Road Initiative is about connectivity, and Belgium offers a very strong emphasis on connectivity because of its ports and the railways, the airports, they are all connected together.
Okay, so let's talk about Belgium in terms of, we've briefly talked about the ports in Belgium, and we've briefly talked about the fact that Belgium is already well known for its exports. Let's just look at it logistically in terms of what it actually has to offer in terms of its services and businesses. So, and where it sits with the small and medium-sized businesses and how they can play a part in the BRI. Currently, I just wanted to ask you, are there any forums that are taking place? Is there any dialogue taking place in Belgium at the moment which are addressing some of these issues to do with how small and medium-sized businesses can get involved in the BRI?
Actually, as you know, Brussels is the unofficial, the official capital of Europe. And there are so many associations and business associations. There's the Chinese embassy is also very active. And most regions in Europe have their office, their representative office in Brussels. So all this representativeness of foreign countries in Brussels makes quite easy for local small and medium-sized companies to know about the opportunities offered by the Belt and Road Initiative and other foreign projects. So it's very easy for Belgian companies to get in touch with representatives, with other foreign companies, thanks to the openness of Brussels. That means that it's easier for Belgian company, for Belgian small company to formulate a strategy regarding the Belt and Road Initiative. It's much more easier for them than I don't know a small Spanish company in Andalusia, you know, because of the central location of Brussels in business in Europe. This makes easier for small and medium sized companies in Belgium to get in touch with interesting people, interesting business, to formulate a strategy regarding the Belt and Road Initiative.
Okay, so I mean, you've made some valid points there. So what you're actually saying is that no formal really expression has come from the top level, but actually the initiative really should start from bottom up, which is from the businesses themselves. They're the ones who could be instigating the whole thing to kind of make it happen a lot more on the business side of things.
Yes. But, you know, in Brussels, there are so many unions and sectorial business associations. As I said, it's very easy to small and medium-sized Belgian companies to meet together and to create and coordinate their projects. I would say that the environment, the local environment, makes quite easy for Belgian companies to explore the Belt and Road Initiative opportunities.
Can I ask Dr. Sebastian Goulash then, what would you say Belgium is actually then renowned for on the business side? So I know that let's say in Germany, Germany is very much renowned for its manufacturing, its cars. What would you say that Belgium is really renowned for? What would you say Belgium could really be focusing in on so that it's, because like you said, it's trying to create a hub, it's trying to create a new hub. What do you think that hub could be, and where do you think their strong points are?
Well, this is a quite interesting question, and I'm not sure that I have enough knowledge about the Belgian market, but I would say that Belgium, it's a bit a reduction of Europe. You can find many different companies, many different sectors, and it's a small Europe. So it means that you can find companies active in very different sectors. And what is interesting is that they are working together. And so it's easy for them to formulate a complete answer with different companies from different sectors. And I think that this kind of strategy could be adopted in other countries. The multi-sectors cooperation, coordination is quite interesting to adopt, because when you want to explore, for example, the Chinese market, I think it's better and much more interesting to involve different sectors to formulate a better answer. I mean, to develop an answer that answers to several needs. Because the Chinese market is quite big, and the small and medium-sized companies in Europe, they have to cooperate together, and not just to focus on one single sector. I think it would not be the right strategy.
Yes, so it sounds as if Belgium, that is almost like a work in progress, isn't it? So things really need to formulate there. So it sounds as if they're in formation stage, but that really needs to come from the small and medium-sized businesses. They would need to get together. They would need to have discussions. They would need to have formations. They need to work out exactly where their role would be within the BRI. But that sounds as if that has not happened yet, but that's something that could happen, but it would need to come from the small and medium-sized businesses if big business wasn't already doing that.
Yes, but actually in Belgium, I think that the process is much more advanced than in France or even in Italy or even Germany. I think that small and medium-sized companies in Belgium are much more aware about the Belt and Road Initiative.
So, and so are you saying that they're already involved in the BRI already?
Yes, they are kind of involved in the BRI, and they are much more knowledgeable about the BRI. I was involved in some forums about the BRI in Belgium, and I could see that local small and medium-sized companies, not all of them, but some of them first knew about the BRI and were quite interested in developing project along the BRI. And this willingness, I do not always find it in other countries.
I see. So you're saying there's much more of a willingness to join the BRI.
Yes.
then say, yeah, so that is quite interesting. We wasn't aware of that. I just really wanted to jump a little bit, if that's okay, mm-hmm. and really just do a comparison then between Belgium and Bulgaria. And I know that, could you just update us whether or not Bulgaria has formally signed an MOU on the BRI?
Yes, contrary to Belgium, Bulgaria, like most Central and European countries, has signed an MOU with China on the Belgian Road Initiative. So Bulgaria is part of the Belgian Road Initiative. However, contrary to Belgium, Bulgaria does not enjoy such a central location in Europe. Bulgaria is at the peripheral part of Europe. So it's much more difficult for Bulgaria to attract Chinese companies in connectivity programs in this country.
Yes.
But we can say that Bulgarian companies and Bulgarian authorities are very willing to attract those companies because, contrary to Belgium, Bulgaria still needs a lot of investment in its infrastructure to develop connectivity with its neighbors.
But you're saying that, so Belgium does not need the infrastructure, whereas Bulgaria does.
Yes.
Yeah, so Belgium, in terms of, if it doesn't need the infrastructure, so its involvement would be much more, its involvement is very different, say, Bulgaria and its needs.
Yes, because the small and medium-sized companies in Belgium, what they want is to explore the Chinese market, is to export, and in Bulgaria, I would say it works in the other way. We are talking about Bulgarian authorities, governments or local governments. And they want Chinese investment in Bulgaria. I'm not saying that Belgium doesn't want Chinese investment, but it's not as important for Belgium that it is for Bulgaria.
Yes, so what you're saying is that, so for Belgium, it's more about the exports and it's more about the outward investment.
Yeah.
And for Belgium, it's more about the inward investment. So they're two very different strategies, aren't they? And I suppose Belgium and Bulgaria are two very different countries as well in terms of their system and how they work, even though they're both part of the European Union.
Of course.
Yeah,
they are very different, and as I said, Belgium, because of its location, because of its history, is very open to foreign investors. And it's easy to conduct business in Belgium, but in Bulgaria, things are different and much more difficult for a foreign company or foreign investor to understand the market, to conduct business in Bulgaria, because this country is still conducting reforms in its economic and business activities. So I would say that Bulgaria is quite an interesting market to explore, to conduct activities, but it's also a bit more challenging. And for a Chinese company, they would feel much more secure in developing market in Belgium than in Bulgaria.
Yes. So I suppose, Dr. Sebastian Gulash, it goes back to what role could Belgium then play in the BRI? And what you said before, so on the business side, businesses are already establishing relationships and connections in China, but on the government level, that has not happened. Is that correct?
Well, I would say that the local governments and also central governments in Belgium are conducting some cooperation activities with the Chinese government for sure, but it's not the same pressure because, as I said, the Belgian market is quite well structured it is quite an advanced market, and because of its central location in the European network for rail, for ports, they know that Chinese companies cannot miss Belgium because Belgium is so important in the European network. And Bulgaria, on the contrary, it's hard for them to attract foreign investors, and they suffer from, I would say, a lack of coordination at the regional level. Of course, Bulgaria is part, for example, of the Black Sea organization, but it's quite hard, for example, for Bulgarian ports to cooperate and coordinate their activities with ports in Romania, in Turkey, and they also suffer from the competition with the Greek ports of Piraeus, the main port in near Athens, where Chinese have heavily invested. So, without strong cooperation between Athens, Istanbul, it's hard for Bulgarian ports to be attractive for Chinese companies.
But so the Belgium port then, is that attractive for the Chinese, for the BRI?
Yes, they are. I think, I don't remember, but I think that Costco or China Merchants have invested in some piers in Zeebrugge. The airport of Bruges is connected to China. There are some freight air connection between Belgium and China. As I said, the main important point is location. Once your freight arrived in a Belgian port, then it's quite easily shipped to Paris, to Amsterdam, or even to London. And we cannot say the same about Bulgaria or other countries outside the central the center of Europe, you know.
Yeah. So can I just ask, is there any, I'm just trying to understand, is there any, there's no infrastructure projects at all that are taking place within Belgium, is that correct? It's just mainly looking at the export side of things into
actually there China's are some there are some infrastructure projects. For example, Alibaba, a Chinese company, has constructed a very large warehouse in Belgium. Yeah. However, we cannot talk about network infrastructures. And Belgium doesn't need the Chinese financing of infrastructure. It is not the same for many Central and Eastern European countries that are willing to develop infrastructures with the financing of Chinese banks. So this is a big difference. For example, in Moldova, that is not part of the EU, but is part of the Belt and Road Initiative, a contract was signed between the central government and a Chinese company to build the highway network.
Yes.
But you know, in Belgium, they already have a highway. So they don't need that, and they don't need the future infrastructure to be financed through Chinese banks. So this is the main big difference between Western and Central European answers to the Belt and Road Initiative.
Yeah, I think when we first started this series, Dr. Gulash, didn't we? We talked about the fact that some European countries were, I think we used the word reluctant to join the BRI. And I think that so Belgium, in a way, is an example of a country that has not really taken fully on board the BRI, and it's really coming more from the business side of things who are looking at the opportunities that are there.
Yes, exactly. We could say that in Belgium and also in many Western European countries, the BRI is promoted by the business, by the companies, the private sectors that wants to explore opportunities in China and in other countries along the New Silk Road. But in Central and Eastern Europe, I would say that the BRI is mostly supported by governments or local governments to attract Chinese companies in their territory. So this is a different approach to the Belt and Road Initiative.
Yeah, and it's actually quite an important point as well, really, because it really does look at, it is absolutely an important point, because it really does, it's the many different levels, isn't it, that the BRI incorporates along that Silk Road, and the differences between one country and one region and the other. So it's quite fascinating finding out about Belgium and where it's at, and actually the whole initiative sounds as if it's going to really be coming from businesses who are looking to expand their products and services out into the Chinese market. And because, like you said, Belgium does not need the infrastructure that some other countries would need, especially there's going to be connectivity along the BRI route.
Yes, you're right. But that's why I think that we need in Europe to... when we talk about the Belt and Road and all the relations with China, it's important for Belgium and Bulgaria to maintain a dialogue, and the same for all the countries in Europe. Because if we want to have a united answer, a unique answer to the Belt and Road Initiative, every country in Europe should understand its neighbor's position regarding the Belt and Road Initiative. Because sometimes we say that China prefers a Europe to be not united, to take advantage of every different position in Europe. But actually this is wrong. China would largely prefer a united continent because it's much easier to conduct business and to conduct a project in a large region that enjoys the same rules, the same position regarding China, regarding the Belt and Road Initiative. So what is important, I would say, now in Europe is to have some forums or some discussion between European companies, because otherwise we'll be quite divided, and it will be difficult for Europe to be an active partner in the Belt and Road Initiative.
Yes, and I think it's really quite interesting when we're looking at the different countries and, you know, how they are. It sounds as if a lot of it's coming. There's many different levels and there's yes. many different ways of joining the BRI, but how businesses, you know, in each different region is looking to see how they can expand. Grow and get their products out to the Chinese market, which are looking for services and are looking for products because they're growing. I know the Chinese market have said that we are looking for products and services. You know, they are looking for that very thing. And so it's interesting that what you're saying there is that dialogue should happen between the different regions, working out mm-hmm. which has the strengths and weaknesses in the different regencies and how they can maybe combine as a union on the BRI.
Yes, exactly. And I would say that this is so important because otherwise, if we go back to infrastructure, I would say that this would be quite useless, for example, to build a new port in Bulgaria if Romania is also developing a new port. It means that we need more coordination and more cooperation between all these countries in Europe to develop a quite consistent answer to the Belt and Road Initiative. Otherwise, we are spending too much efforts on some useless projects. And I would say the same for small and medium-sized companies.
Yes.
We need to cooperate together because, the Chinese market can also be challenging to explore and to conduct business in China. So it would be quite interesting for European companies to learn from some success and failures experienced by other European companies in other sectors or in other countries. I think we should learn from our mistakes. The experience sharing regarding the Belt and Road Initiative should be emphasized in the future.
So for that to happen, I think that seems to me as if for that to happen, for that joined up effect of all the different regions, etc., that there needs to be a discussion, doesn't there? There needs to be almost like a forum where, you know, the different companies, etc., join forces somehow and really look at it in a really strategic way. As to how they can get involved, and work together on this.
Yes, we they need to cooperate on this matter and to look at the possible obstacles and opportunities offered by the Belt and Road Initiative. But it is not that easy to organize this kind of events or projects, because some sectors or some companies have their own interests, and they think, they maybe wrongly think, that if they cooperate with companies from another sector or from another country, this would impact their business. They want to keep their experience to themselves, and I think it's not a good answer to the Belt and Road Initiative. An important task is to convince them that they will learn a lot and also gain a lot from sharing their experience with other companies.
Absolutely. So I think it's been a fascinating deep dive into Belgium and the BRI. I'm sure our listeners will be able to, I would advise them, you know, go and have a look at maps and go and look at the position of Belgium. The BRI is one of the most fascinating and interesting projects that has happened. It's not just about infrastructure, it is about, there's many, many opportunities on the BRI for small and medium-sized businesses. But in Europe, which we are focusing on, you know, we're saying that kind of like forums, etc., could and should take place, and looking at partnerships and cooperation on the BRI, because that's what it is really about. We, as you know, we're doing a series on this, and I think that the next subject we're going to be talking about on our next series is Belgium. Now, Belgium is completely different to Bulgaria is completely different to Belgium, as we have just been talking about in this series. So, Dr. Sebastian Gould, do you want to just summarise? We have about 3 minutes until we finish. Do you want to just summarise here? Is there anything that you would like to say before we end this webinar?
I would say that Belgium, because of its location, because of its business-friendly features, has naturally attracted Chinese investors and has become a very central location for the Belt and Road Initiative in Europe. But I think that small and medium-sized companies in Belgium still have a lot to learn and to better explore and answer the Belt and Road Initiative opportunities in China and along the New Silk Road.